tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hi, my friends. How are you? This is Becca Sarah. I'm doing great. I hope you're doing fantastic. I am here to review for you an amazing film that you should go see. Whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing. Go see this movie. It's amazing. It's fantastic. Go see this movie. Guess who's back again, again. Will is back. Tell a friend. So from my introduction, I'm assuming you know what I am referring to, what movie I'm talking about. It is the new Bad Boys movie, which is called Bad Boys Ride or Die. If you haven't seen any of the Bad Boys movies, you should go see it first. See all of the previous Bad Boys movies, then come see this. It is phenomenal. I am not giving spoilers because I want you guys to go see it. You should go see it. It's amazing. I know a lot of people are not for Will Smith since the whole slap that happened in the Oscars a year ago, but you guys should go see this film. It's phenomenal. The last review I did, I told you about a trashy film called Strangers that you should not see. Now I'm telling you about a film that you should see. I'm not giving out spoilers, but you guys should go see it because it's phenomenal. I give it 10 out of 10. You should go see it. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. Watch this movie. I am going to tell you things that I loved about this film, but as well, like, if you have not seen the previous Bad Boys movies, you should see the previous Bad Boy movies and then watch this movie, because you will be confused. So watch the previous ones and then come back and go watch Bad Boys Ride or Die if it's still in theaters for you guys. So I'm gonna first talk about my theater experience and everything else, and then talk about what I liked about the film without spoilers. So I'm doing the film and everything last, because again, I don't want to give spoilers because I want you guys to go see this movie. So I went to see this movie at Studio Movie Grill. It's a dine-in movie theater, which if you never have been to one, that means you can eat and watch a movie, eat, drink, watch a movie. You have a button on your seat. You press the button. Waiter or waitress comes to you, asks you what you want to eat. That is provided on their menu. You pick something on their menu. And while you're watching the movie, or before you watch the movie, you are eating and watching that movie. So it's not like concession stands or anything like that. You get to get like quesadillas, you could get a salad, you could get loaded fries, you could get cheese fries, you could get potato skins, you could get a hamburger, a milkshake, funnel fries, etc., etc., alcohol, etc., etc., and literally it's brought to your food until, and they give you your bill when there's 30 minutes left of the film. Overall, I had a phenomenal experience. It was great. The service was phenomenal. Everything was great. If you have like a dine-in movie theater and you never been to one, I would go recommend you going to one. If you have a Studio Movie Grill near you, then I would go to that one. They are phenomenal. I didn't have a bad experience overall. I would say like a studio movie girl or any dine-in movie theater, it would be great for like a date night. Also, if you're celebrating something like a birthday, anniversary, a great friend hangout day if you guys want to eat and also watch a movie. So overall, great, amazing experience. So let's get into the film. For me, I've seen the previous Bad Boy movie, so I understood what was going on. So that's why I'm telling you guys, if you haven't seen the other ones, go watch this. Then if Bad Boys, the new Bad Boys movie, is still out in theaters, watch it in theaters. If not, wait for it to get on demand or any streaming service and watch it there. All the actors in the movies were phenomenal. This movie was incredible. Like, they all did a phenomenal job. Everyone that was part of this film did a great job. The acting was phenomenal. Will did great. Martin did great. Vanessa Hutchins did great. On and on and on. They did a killer job. There were some serious bits. There were some funny bits. There were emotional bits. It was all great. It was all great. I was happy. I was sad. I was laughing. I was so happy. I was cry laughing. It was just great. It was just great. I don't think anyone should sleep on this movie. People should go see it in theaters. It was that great. The cinematography was great. The different camera angles, high angle, low angle, everything, all the like nits and crannies, how the director filmed everything was great. How they filmed Miami was phenomenal. How, like, all the camera work was great. The lighting, how they, chef kiss, they did a great job. How they filmed it. There was like a point in the movie, this is the only part I'm going to spoil, where I believe Will and Martin were had cameras in their hand, and you would see like a you literally saw their point of view of them, like how they were being filmed, and they were filming themselves. It was great. It felt like, if you ever seen like the cop show on TV, it kind of felt like that. It was really great. The lighting was great. The tone was great. There was a lot of flashbacks. So like, for people that seen the other films, you'll be, oh, I remember and how they did the flashbacks were amazing as well. How all the nits and crannies and this and that, like, everything was really great. Stop canceling Will. Go see this movie. It's really good. It's really phenomenal. And going back to every little thing, we get to see Mike's character develop, and we see how he was from the first movie to now, and how he's changed, how he's matured. We get a lot of old characters from the first movie. We have characters from the old movies that come back for a little bit. We have new characters. Just in general, the movie was great. The fighting was great. The different like camera work, phenomenal. Tiffany Haddish is also in this film, and her comedy in it was great. Martin, with his comedy, was great too. Just overall, really great movie. For me in general, I feel like because I'm going to put Disney in a different category because I love Disney movies. But for me in general, for this year, this is the best movie I ever saw so far. I want to give credit to the director for his directing decisions and everything he has done directorial, and so same with the cinematographer, because they both did an amazing job. For me, I like to give credit where credit is due, and I want to say great job to director, the whole light department, everyone and on set. Thank you for this film. It was phenomenal. The director, the lighting crew, the writers, the actors, cinematographies, everyone just incredible. This movie was great. Like, everyone that was part of this film did a great job. For me, this film, out of all the films that I've watched that are not Disney related, it's the best film out here. And everybody should go spend your money, bring your friends, bring your significant other, your family, whoever it is, come see this film. You will see Mike's character grow. You will see funny bits. You will see people that you think thought were good that end up being bad. You'll see twists and turns. You'll see a lot of great actors doing their things. You'll see a lot of different things happening in this film. And you think, oh, maybe it's this person, but it ends up being a different person. Like, it's suspenseful. It's great. Everything about this movie is phenomenal, and I can't stop bragging about how great it is. And I want you guys to go see how phenomenal this is. You will see how Mike's character's arc from the first film to this film right now, which is the fourth film in this franchise, how it growed, how he changed, how he matured, how he's become a better person, how he's become less selfish, how he in general is a good person. You will see Martin's character, how he changed and how he's developed, and you'll see a different story, a continuous story, you know. They're all evolving, all growing. I'm not into like cop movies, but I feel like this is the best, like in this series, like this is the best cop action comedy movie. It will make you laugh. It'll make you resemble things. It'll make you think, oh, okay. Like, overall, I feel like if you see this at home or in theaters, you will not regret seeing it. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. See Bad Boys Ride or Die either at home or in theaters, because you won't regret it.